Hey, stick around to the end of the podcast. Like the last 10, 15, 20 minutes, I forget what it is, of the podcast is going to be the John Party interview. It's worth sticking around for, so stick around for that. And now, here comes the jingle.
Say stick around again.
Oh, stick around for the jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Three.
Because I had to get up early and bring kids to school, and they was fussing and fighting.
It's the best. Oh, hello, hello, hello.
Hello, everyone.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs and get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Three.
Because I had to get up early and bring kids to school.
That's bring best. Kids to school.
Bring kids to school.
Like, there's no L on the end of that. I'm just going to play that again for you.
Because I had to get up early and bring kids to school. And
that's the best. So this is the last podcast before Patrick gets married. He's getting married, he and Vivica, tomorrow.
Yep.
The ceremony will be live streamed on NBC.
As we were about to turn the microphones on to the podcast, you hear some footsteps, because we're like in a basement type thing, and you hear footsteps above us, and Big D goes, "You hear that, Patrick?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "That's the sound of your single life walking away."
Yeah. I'm going to miss it so much. It's going to be so hard to give up all of my awesome single life, except that, no.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, listen.
Hey, you only get married once.
How excited is she? Because this is her first marriage.
She's excited, I guess. And
she's stressing out?
Oh, yeah.
You have been, I'm going to tell you right now, because you're leaving and this whole thing is done, you've been driving all of us crazy this week.
Oh, just get this over
with. I love you, man. I love you, but I'm so glad this is going to be done.
I'm not taking any grief from you guys over this.
Sure,
whatever, dude.
I'm sure the 900 members of your family in the green room would agree.
Your family is like, yes, yes.
Yeah. First off, you're already, you throw temper tantrums, and then you add the stress of all this on top of it.
The wedding stress has eaten you up, bro. Mm. The other day, Patrick did the best thing. He left. He goes, "Man, I just got to get out for a little while." I'm like, dude, that's a good thing, Patrick. See you later. Bye. We've been hiding out in the studio, just letting Patrick, stress himself out. I literally, dude. This is going to be so great. I can't wait to see you when you get back from your honeymoon, because you're going to be a different dude.
Yeah, you'll be like, this is great. It's fine now. You just got to get past tomorrow. It'll get
awful.
Past.
Every time you turn around, somebody's asking for money.
Something else.
Every time. So.
And it's never like a dollar or $2.
No. Every time I turn a corner, somebody needs $200.
It's always 200? Is that like the number?
It's like the magic wedding number. We need $200 for that.
That's like airplane repairs. Airplane repairs. Everything. $1,000.
Everything.
I need a new light bulb. It's $1,000.
So how early do you have to get to the place tomorrow?
I have to be at the chapel at 5
p.m.
I thought you guys getting married at a hotel or something.
With the receptions at the hotel, the wedding's at a chapel down the street.
Are they like next door to each other?
Is it a church?
Do I have to park twice?
It's not a church.
Do I have to park
twice?
Wait. Before, let's go step at a time. So we go to your wedding. Do we park for your wedding? Then when it's done, do we get out, go repark our car at another place?
It's like a half mile away. You don't want to walk there.
You don't have a shuttle?
No. You need a shuttle to drive a half mile?
Do you have one of those little scooter things that we can...
Yes, we'll get you one of those scooters.
Get a Lime scooter or a Bird.
Yeah. Dude, I would pay extra money to see you on one of those scooters.
In a suit, just rolling down the road.
Dude, you wearing a suit?
I don't know. No.
Bubba doesn't have a suit.
No, I don't have a suit.
Hockey Night in Canada jacket I keep trying to tell him he should wear.
If it fits, I'll wear it. Please. If it fits, I'll wear it.
Even if it doesn't fit, it'll be even
better. It'll be even better if it doesn't fit, dude.
No, because I'll end up in pictures. I already look terrible in pictures anyway right now.
So it's not a church.
No.
So first off, Jesus will not be at your wedding.
I mean, he'll be there.
It's going to be at a
all
what?
You got to do is invite him.
Why don't you say chapel? Because that's a church.
It's not a church. It's just like it's a looks building? Like a church. It's like a little place that looks like a church.
It's a canopy? It's a what is this?
It's a place where they have weddings.
This is a place you rent out to do
weddings.
Have weddings. So why would you call it a chapel? It's just a building.
It's called a chapel.
That's what they call it. So that they think that it's a church.
Yeah. But it's not a church.
It's not a chapel.
I mean, I didn't say it. That's why it's called a chapel. I'm calling it what they call it, man.
But I'm telling you, why didn't you just get married at the hotel at that if you're going to do that?
I don't know, because it looks like a church and it's pretty in the pictures.
Are y'all
chapel?
What's the definition
there, Bob?
Chapel is a subordinate or private place of worship, such as a place of worship. Well, that's not. They don't worship there.
They don't worship there.
They
take your money.
Sure.
A room or recess in a church for meditation and prayer.
Yeah.
Or small religious services.
Yeah. Okay. This is neither
this
of those.
This is a small chapel. Religious service.
Chapel is also a choir of singers belonging to a chapel.
No.
It also is a room for funeral services in a funeral home.
Okay. About weddings?
I'm going through all the definitions of chapel. An association of the employees in a printing office.
Riveting.
That is. Well, I'm glad you guys tuned in to hear Bubba read the dictionary.
How deep does this go?
This is big. I mean, but nowhere in this does it say anything as a gathering place for weddings.
What does your mom think about you not getting married in a church?
I already did that one time. You're not supposed to do it twice.
You're not supposed to get married in a church twice?
For real?
I mean, dude, don't look at me. I don't make the rules.
So wait, okay, so you got married in a church the first time. That didn't go too well. Mm-hmm. So you have the opportunity. She's never been married. Vivica has never been married, so she needs to get married in a church.
Yeah, you could have
passed. With Jesus there.
Yeah, you could have passed because...
Yeah.
But she's should
be
in
the church. She's a first
timer. Is it too late to change this?
No. We're not changing it. There are so many hoops to jump through. I don't want to do any of that.
Has it been blessed? Has somebody come by and sprinkled some water or
have
anything?
Have you anointed the doors and the doorposts?
Something has to happen. We could put some lamb's blood on,
there. We'll get some incense.
Okay, we're not joking. I know you are.
I am, because this is a stupid conversation I don't want to be having.
We want to make sure that this is
consecrated.
Did you
need to be involved in the wedding planning? We could have gotten you involved
sooner.
You should have been.
Yeah.
You'd have been less stressed. We'd have taken over.
Doomed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just messing.
I wish the video feed was working right now because just to see Patrick's face is great.
So it'll be great. So you're gonna get married at a Walmart, and then you leave there and you go to a hotel.
Yes.
Okay. Was there a truck stop anywhere?
No.
Okay. And then the wedding itself is going to be 30 minutes long.
Okay.
So we're gonna speed this along.
Yeah, we're going to move it.
It's a 6 o'clock start.
Right.
What time do we have to be there?
6 o'clock. 5:45.
5:45?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I need to be there at 5:30.
Bubba needs to be there at 5:30 for strategic audio purposes, something. I don't know.
No, so I could be there for 5:50.
Yeah.
I need to be there for 5:30.
Yeah, you got to tell him.
Yeah.
You got to tell him
it's
today. You
have to get to a wedding before the bride goes down. You cannot come in after the bride. So...
Oh my gosh.
I'll call Stacey.
That's going to happen.
It's going to be fine.
No, that's going to happen. She's going to walk in, and he's going to walk in his Herb Harlech.
Right, excuse me. Sorry. Is this my seat? Okay.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, hi.
Is Bubba answering his phone in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying a 6 o'clock start.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means, will I be able to see the Kentucky-South Carolina game?
When does it start?
6:30.
No.
Okay, I'm back.
I mean,
now.
It might be on in the bar in the lobby of the hotel.
Will I make the Houston North Texas game?
First of all, you have the app on your phone where you can stream games.
Ooh, sit by me at the wedding.
You're sitting right next to Bubba. Just watch it on your phone.
I do want to see
the
Washington State Utah game.
That's a 9 o'clock start.
Not in the chapel.
Why not?
Why?
Don't.
If I recall, you listened to an LSU game during my wedding.
That was at the reception.
Uh-huh.
Reception is fair game. I did listen to the LSU. I think it was LSU Florida that day, wasn't it? Bubba got married?
Yeah. Bubba's got married
on a game day.
My wife picked the day. You know why? Because I said, hey, you plan it all. Guess who was not stressed out for his wedding? Me.
My boy.
I said, you do what you want to do. It's your day. Have fun. Princess, castle, whatever. I don't care. You do it. And you know what? I just showed up.
Same.
I literally, my whole wedding planning was this. Pick a place to have the reception meal and go get fitted for a tux. I was done.
Dude, I didn't even know that. She came to me and she says, hey, we have, do you want your groom cake? I'm like, what is that? it's just another cake for you. I'm like, what do I need another cake for?
I didn't pick my groom cake either.
I didn't either.
My wife did.
It's chocolate. I don't even like chocolate.
I don't even know what my groom cake even looked like.
Mine was chocolate, and it had CDs all around it because I'm a DJ.
That's horrible.
It was terrible. I don't care. And I just didn't care.
My groom's cake is a stack of chocolate chip cookies. That's all it is. Because I like chocolate chip cookies.
Are they like Oreos or just chocolate chip?
No, chocolate chip cookies.
Like you get the good kind, like the Christie cookies?
Oh, I got
them
made by the baker that's making the cake, like fresh made cookies.
So you paid too much?
Probably.
Okay.
Yes.
So, all right.
You should be stressed about that.
Yeah, boy, you should be.
Yeah. I'm at the point now where it's like, I'm done with it. It's fine.
Are you going to wear a cologne?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should. I don't own cologne, so I should go get some.
Just sprinkle some whiskey on you.
You don't own cologne?
Man, I don't wear cologne. When was the last time you noticed I was wearing cologne?
I bought a bottle the other day, and I'm so bummed because I threw away the receipt. I bought a real nice bottle of some expensive crud.
Sucked.
No. It smells fantastic. It doesn't have that little tube that goes from the button that you squirt that goes down into it.
Hey,
you can't get any out.
I have old ones that I'll take out that are empty and give them to you.
Really? Give
you, yeah, because it's a little tube. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
And you just take it out and stick it in there.
That little straw that goes to the bottom. It doesn't have one.
And it's about that. It's not very big.
It's tiny. It looks like it's like tinier than a stir stick for coffee.
Yes.
And I have that and it won't do anything. So I'm like sitting here trying to squirt for 45 minutes and I can get it. If I flip it over a couple times, I get it spit at me or whatever. But it's not good. I'm like, this sucks. I had to go back to my old stuff.
You need to break it and put it in one of those marinating spray bottles that you get. You know, the little
Yes. Squirt down your steak with it. And then I'd screw up and accidentally squirt
put
a steak
squirt
with it.
Be good. Yeah. All right, so back to you, Patrick.
Okay.
So you're gonna wear a tuxedo. Are you wearing a cummerbund?
No, a vest.
But a cummerbund is what catches the cookie crumbs so you don't waste them.
That's right. That's why they're like that. They go up. And okay, and then you so you're gonna wear a vest.
Crumb gutters.
You're gonna wear a vest and you have a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It's all black.
For your funeral?
No, it's a black tuxedo, but the vest and the tie are ivory.
I thought you were going to go with purple.
No, I have to match the bride. I was trying to get Dominic's vest to be purple, but it was the wrong color purple, so he's wearing black.
And so you have Dominic as the best man. Mm-hmm. How many groomsmen do you have?
I only have Dominic, and then I have two groomswomen. They're like groomsmen, but they're women.
I understand how that works, but
yes.
Why?
Because. Does she have bridesmen?
No, she doesn't.
You don't have any dude friends?
Not besides you two? No.
And you didn't even invite us. Why wouldn't you invite us?
You didn't even ask.
Throw something at him. You didn't want to do this.
First of all, you could.
Not considered.
Not even considered. You could have asked, and we'd have said, absolutely, dude.
Not even on the short list.
No, you would not.
I would have. I totally would have.
Yeah, then we would have felt obligated.
Yeah,
I totally had to stay till the end of the wedding.
So now you got two chicks.
Yeah, I got two.
Now you got two chicks. Who's going to be your bridesmen?
Defend you? That's what bridesmen are for. Groomsmen are for. They're there to defend you for the attack that's coming,
dude.
And that's what our job would have been.
Who?
Who knows?
Who knows? That's
the
thing.
You never know.
You got Sally and Jessica.
If somebody storms the castle, the groomsman's job is to. Yeah.
Yes, that's what it's for. And we'd have been there armed.
Yeah. Rocking it.
You can
We'd
still
have
be
been
there.
Ready
be
to go.
You're going to be standing behind them.
Well, you'll be standing kind of behind them.
Who is your
groom's chicks?
It's Elise and Whitey.
Elise and Whitey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. They're all good friends. You've had them for a long time.
Very, very
I
good
I picked
friends.
My three oldest friends and stood them next to me. That's how I did it.
And that's why Dominic, he's from Germany. He flew in from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
His mom flew in from Germany.
That's a good sign, by the way, that Dominic is here for the wedding because he wasn't here for the first, that didn't work out very well.
And then on her side, who is her bridesmaids?
It's two friends of hers and her sister-in-law.
Okay. So. Friends from, like, high school.
It always sucks when you have to invite
do you know
like,
them?
Family.
I mean, I know them,
that.
But I don't know the whole story.
What if her bridesmaids hit on me and Bubba? That's going to get
definitely not going to happen.
You don't know that.
Dude, you don't know. It happens.
Do you know
all
how
the
attractive
time.
We are?
You know what?
How late are you staying? Because if you stay till the end and everybody gets hammered, then maybe. Oh, but I doubt
closing
it.
Closing time.
When it's 7:05 and the dinner's just been served and Big D's mysteriously missing from the table.
No, you'll be sitting
never
there going
to return.
You're going to be over there trying to do your little couples dance or whatever. And as you're going to hear the little song start, whatever you picked, you're going to hear out in the parking lot. Because his 70 Chevelle has just fired up and he's leaving. Which, by the way, for somebody who is so sneaky at leaving, you have the loudest car.
That's true. I never thought of that.
I'm not taking the Chevelle tomorrow.
Yeah, because
I'm taking
really,
my electric car.
So you can stealthily
it messes
get out.
With your ninja game.
Not tomorrow.
No.
My game will be on point tomorrow. I told Bubba, this will be my coup d'etat. The highest level of ghosting I've ever accomplished will be tomorrow. Like, so good, it may be involving another person who looks like me.
So John Michael Montgomery is going to show up.
So John Michael Montgomery will be there in Dee's place, and no one will be like, did Dee shave?
So halfway through dinner, and you're having a really awkward conversation with me, you'll know.
It's not really you.
And I'm gone at home watching Ohio and North Dakota play.
Whoever.
Yeah.
That's fair. I don't know. I think this at the country radio seminar this year, that really was your best move. That really was your ultimate ninja escape.
I forget how he did it.
All I remember was Adam that works with our syndication partner was so convinced that you hadn't left. He spent 10 minutes looking for you.
Yeah, he wanted to take that picture and you were already in your bed.
No, he can't have left. He was just here and Bubba and I are both like, dude, he's gone. Like, we knew. We're not fooled.
Yeah, that's Big D's superpower.
No, I just saw him. No, dude, Big D's like halfway home by now. He's probably already taking his shoes off.
He was at home, chilling.
A body double's the best. I may not even show up.
Is he the body double that doesn't even look like you?
You'd be like, oh, you'll know. You guys will know it's not me. But everyone else, they won't know because it's radio, so they don't know what I really look like. Just introduce him as me, please.
Patrick, I didn't know Big D was Korean. Is that?
Yeah. There's a guy
sitting in his seat, but it doesn't.
Mitch, you got to help me out. I can't, bro. My old lady, she got me here at the house. Gosh, I got to call Wu. Hello.
I am Big D.
I am Big D.
Dude, I will say, you know, when we called during the Olympics in Korea, remember we called the hotel and the guy answered? We called and the guy goes, hello.
Yeah,
that was. Like the guy in Korea who was Korean spoke better.
American sounding person you've ever heard.
Yes, he sounded like Johnny Whiteman from down the street. It was the strangest, most amazing, coolest thing. I was like, dude, you have the best voice ever. I mean, he was so proper. Hello, how are you?
So when the meal, it's chicken or steak or ravioli or something.
Man, I got screwed in this one.
Yeah, you really screwed. He's not happy about this.
My family is meat-eaters.
RSVP'd for 6 people. Yeah. 1, more than anyone else. 2, and then 2 of them, one by one,
dude, you didn't have to invite
out.
Me.
So
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Two dropped, and so he takes. So we have 4 steaks and 3, or 4 beef and 2 chickens. Mm-hmm. Well, 2 people drop out. So Patrick goes, well, I'm gonna pinch some pennies here and get rid of some beef.
You assume that was me.
Because the beef costs more.
You assume that was me.
Chicken is the worst. I love chicken. Don't get me wrong.
If you cook it yourself,
don't get me wrong. I love it. Right. If I cook it myself, I don't like chicken at restaurants. I want beef.
Beef.
No, there's some good beef or seafood.
It'll be
fine. You can do some good, like chicken fingers. You get some. You get the right.
It's gonna be better than chicken fingers. It's gonna be good.
Is it like grilled?
They got cane sauce.
I don't know. It's like roasted. I don't know. They don't have cane sauce.
If they don't got cane sauce,
are you gonna have a tower of cane sauce that just flows up?
That'd be great. Like those chocolate fountains, except
are you having a chocolate
cane
fountain?
Sauce fountain.
There's not a chocolate fountain.
Yeah, what can kind I get of a Chick-fil-A sauce fountain?
What kind of dessert are you having?
Cake.
I mean, what else are you having?
Cake.
Oh, jeez.
What are you talking about?
Are you doing punch, too?
No, there will be no punch. There will be cake. Beer and wine.
So beer, wine, no punch.
No punch.
And cake.
And cake.
And what kind of cake is it?
It's 3 different kinds of cake. So, and I don't remember.
Is there a debauch?
There's like one is...
Different like layers, levels.
Peanut butter and strawberries, and one of them is raspberry and lemon, and one of them is...
So raspberry.
Raspberry.
You said it right the first time.
Yeah. And then the other one, I don't remember what it is.
The other one's called regret.
That's the part that's for him.
That's when she goes, yeah. Oh, I'll just give
I've
me a
I've been telling her for
piece.
Months. I'm like, you sure you want to do this?
I'll tell you this. Seriously. She's really great, and all seriousness.
She could do better.
She could do better. But you know
all
what?
Of our, I think
I don't
all
think
of our
you
wives
could.
Could have done better.
Don't think you
no
could.
Offense.
My nephew is in the other room nodding, going, yes, she could do better. Yes.
Yeah.
She could. Well.
But
as long as she doesn't figure it out before 6 o'clock tomorrow, we're good.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. And her family's excited and all that. And
I have no idea.
You don't really talk to them much.
I mean, not any more than you talk to your in-laws. I mean, I see them. We talk. It seems fine.
You're about to get married.
I'm not sure her mom actually likes me.
Really?
What is that? I mean,
even after you cut your hair and shaved?
Oh man, I don't know.
Which, by the way,
she doesn't say much.
You look fantastic ever since you've done that. I'm gonna say it again.
Bubba, getting weird again.
I gotta tell you, you're a handsome guy, and you were hiding all that crap behind the Charles Manson look.
So if Vivica backs out, I'm letting y'all know the hair and the beard's coming back.
Oh Lord!
Oh yeah,
that'll help you a lot. Yeah. And so,
oh, for the next search,
the wedding is going to be live streamed.
Yeah,
for a while.
Ceremony is live streamed by the chapel. It's part of what they do, and then
that's cool.
So we're gonna just post that live stream link.
Yeah, post the link, and then for the reception, we'll do the first dance, and we'll stream it so everybody can see it.
Okay.
And it's going to be cute. And we've been taking dance lessons.
Oh, that's true. You had a choreographer.
Yes, we had a choreographer.
Everything.
What's the song again?
It's a medley.
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing.
Are you kidding me?
Uptown
I was
Funk.
Just being stupid. And you're really
it's
doing
Don't Stop Believing?
No, it's not. I'm joking with him.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So it's Uptown Funk? Is that a joke too?
That's also a joke.
Taylor
what
Swift.
Is the song?
There's a Taylor
I'm not
Swift
telling
song
you the song.
There.
It's a surprise.
Are you
going to
do that
There's
little thing
no
where you
Taylor
put your arms
Swift.
Up and shake your boobs?
What do you
that
mean
little,
it's a surprise?
No.
What do you mean you're going to tell us?
It's a surprise.
Dude, we're not chicks.
We won't tell anyone.
My whole family sitting in the next room listening.
They
to
don't
this.
Care either. I'm just making conversation.
They probably don't care, but no, I don't. It's a surprise.
I'm not going to tell you it's a surprise. Okay, all right. Fair enough. I don't want to get you okay. And you won't see her before the
When's the last time you're going to see her?
We're having dinner tonight, and then we're splitting up, and I won't see her until she walks down the aisle. So.
Is someone going to do her makeup all whacked?
God, I hope
Did
not.
You talk to her about that?
I did.
Good.
Like, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Please.
So, yeah, don't overdo
it. Don't let somebody
Don't let them
come
overdo
in
it.
Seriously, if you have time today, at some point, get in front of a computer and Google or Bing bad wedding makeup.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Do not let someone on your wedding day make it look like you're a finalist in RuPaul's Drag Race. Don't do that.
It's easy to fall into that, man.
These are so bad.
Oh,
because
man.
They think more is better, and it's just not.
It's not.
Natural is better.
This girl has so much eye makeup on. It looks like a mask. Like, it looks like they come together at the bridge of her nose and everything.
Are you going to sing?
I am not going to sing.
You're going to play guitar? And you're not going to play? Really? Okay.
There will be no singing.
All right. All right.
I mean, am I supposed to sing? Is that a thing?
Well, that's your thing, man. You're a singer.
I'm not singing.
You could sing the Tasty Tweet song.
I'm not singing that. I thought about doing some Lil Wayne, but I decided to leave it out of this ceremony.
Okay,
but let me tell you, if Five Whiskey Patrick shows up, all bets
soft,
are off.
That was a soft reveal. That means he's doing Lil Wayne.
I might be doing Lil Wayne.
He just kind of went, I'm going to test it right now. And that's what he did. And
we laughed,
and he went, oh, this will be great.
I won't hear it, but Wu will tell me all about it. and then what happened? Well, and then
he played guitar and rap a song?
It was regressive. It was regressive.
Regressive.
Well, thanks, Wu. All right. See you next week. Okay. Got a funeral.
How much do you charge for this, by the way?
It's $1,000 an event.
Some meetings I'd like to get.
I need
out
to
of.
Find somebody who looks like me.
Apparently, he doesn't have to look like you.
That's true.
Doesn't matter. All right. Well, we're excited, man. This is going to be fun. I can't wait to be there, and it truly is an honor to be there and to see you guys get married. And it's a once or twice, three times event in your life, and so. I want us to be there and support our boy, which we are going to do. And we hope that lots of prayers that it goes well. We'll be praying because since you're not going to be in a church, we'll pray for you.
We'll bring Jesus in.
Okay.
I'm going to bring in some anointing oil.
Okay. Just don't get it on my tux.
Don't put it on your forehead.
Okay. That's weird.
Pray in tongues.
Okay. I'm going to go eat hot chicken with all of my family.
Yeah,
okay.
All your family, although all the...
Oh, yeah.
Cajuns.
Wait, as soon as we're done with this, they're all coming in here to say hi. I know you're excited.
Yeah, that's good. We'd love to see them.
We like them.
All right, so John Party is coming up next. Great interview. He's got a new album that is out that he's very excited about.
And something to keep in mind is the next time you listen to one of our podcasts, Patrick will be married.
That's right. All right. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy it. And congratulations, Patrick.
3.
Because I had to get up early and bring kids to school, and they was fussing and fighting.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
Yes, every day.
It
was the
everybody.
Podcast. I'm sorry. Hey, John Party. What do you know, man?
Just got here. That's it. All right.
John Party just got here.
Been a while in my truck.
Yeah, you some traffic?
Mm-hmm.
What are you driving?
I have my work truck today. That's a 2500 HD Chevy.
Yeah.
WT. It's got the vinyl floors and everything.
Oh, does it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. In a bench seat?
Yeah. In a headache rack.
In a what?
Headache rack.
It's like the rack in behind the cab.
Oh, nice. Well, good. So you use that on the farm or something?
Yeah. It's all muddy inside and stuff, but it's easier to turn because it doesn't have the big cab.
Yeah.
But it's still got an 8-foot bed.
You got do you have like a working farm?
I work on it right now. I'll have horses and stuff one day, but I can barely see my dog. So
yeah,
I don't know what I do with livestock.
Yeah. You pretty much, I mean, you're on the road so much, you probably don't get.
Isn't that weird? Like the way your life has changed in the last, if you'd have been able to go back to, let's say 3 years ago and talk to John kind of at the beginning of this craziness that was going on, what would you tell him?
You'll still be working just as hard. Just remember that.
It doesn't get easier.
No.
Probably gets harder. More success, the harder you got to work.
I'm just looking for more success. I'm not going on tour with anybody next year. I'm just going to headline fairs and festivals and kind of whatever I can and try to go build an audience that way, you know?
Yeah.
What does more success mean to you?
I feel like maybe, you know, I know it's hard to be getting amphitheaters and arenas and stuff, you know, but there's just a lot that I don't know more because more maybe I'm more traditional and leaning on to something else that like I'm all of a sudden on my own path. So I have a hard path. Let's put it that way.
That's
and it's by choice.
Yeah. Because it's who you are.
Yeah.
It's who you are. Because if you're on another path and there are other artists who are like you, but they have been told not be themselves. And it's hard on them. They struggle with it constantly.
Yeah. I'm having a good time. I'm just saying when people think, you know, oh, you're doing so great. My goals are way up here. So maybe that's why I come off like, well, I ain't there yet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the new album, it's out. It's called Heartache Medication. And we'll talk with John Partig. More coming up. John Partig, the new album is out. It's called Heartache Medication.
The blame game, Ruth.
The song there.
Like it would have turned out different.
Don't blame it on whiskey.
Stop down one or two. But don't blame it on whiskey.
Nor Lena.
No, this ain't about a drink. Don't let alcohol take the fall for all these thoughts I think.
Lauren Elena.
Down to the bottom.
It's Lauren Elena.
And not just the bottom.
Is that Lauren Elena?
I think that's Lauren Elena.
I thought you said I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Did I just pull my dad?
Yeah, you did. You
that's
did.
Lauren Elena in there. Who's that? Lauren Elena?
I like we kicked out listening to the album with one of the slower ones.
Well, you know, we're just going
to. How about you play Tie One On?
Oh, we can do that. Hold on. Let me Tie One On. Here we go. And I'll skip into the chorus so everybody can rock out with us.
And speaking of my.
Oh, it's not even a fast one.
I cut her loose and tied one off. Pulled down my favorite honky
This reminds me of like 1995 even. Mark Chestnut just rocking it out.
Oh yeah,
this is hot.
Yeah, there's a lot of that on this record.
This is hot, man. And little Charlie Daniels.
Nope, I can hear that. Yeah.
Cut her loose and tied.
White.
Yeah, little boy.
Yes.
It's all the stuff we like. It's all the stuff we like. If you like all that, you're gonna like John Party.
Kilo Tom's fun. Me and Jack's really cool.
I want to hear the tequila
Little Time.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, what a great title. Tequila Little Time. That's great. Wear a smile.
Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while. Cause I want tequila little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. Hey, barman, will you bring us to? I want tequila little
yeah,
time.
Any song with an accordion, I'm hooked.
It's got horns too.
It's got horns too? Oh, dude,
they're coming in.
In country music, to me,
doesn't happen enough.
Trumpets. It doesn't happen enough. We
don't have to talk. You gotta have good horns are great if you have a good melody that they can play, and that one's got a real catchy one.
I like that. You know, we always talk about how heartache medication. I was gonna say meditation has that George Strait feel to it, and is that kind of feel like that's where you fit? That's your kind of life,
like the George Strait life.
That, you know, and that kind of that.
I mean, I know what George Strait's life is, and it's definitely not mine.
Not mine.
you know, he's a big influence. Alan's a big influence. This is this record's a lot of those guys, but in a new form.
Yeah.
You know, to where you're going to, like, that reminds me of it, but it's not, you know.
Yeah.
And this whole record's like that. Every song's like that. And there's a lot of different stuff. And then there's, like, ought to know that by now, super rowdy, and that's just like, you know, the guy talks about going out, getting pretty hammered, and then you got to go to work the next day and just dreading the whole next day.
Yeah,
so, never been there.
And it's like, ought to know that by now, you know, and it's just really cool.
It's real life. It's country.
It's
country.
Stayed in instead of went out, but I ought to know that by now.
How long have you been living with this? How long has everything been wrapped up?
Since May, and I worked on this album for 2.5 years.
That has got to drive you nuts. I mean, to know that it's been done since May, and it's only finally now hitting. That's a crazy world. Like with us, everything's instant. We go, I have an idea, and we just go on the radio and talk about it. You go and you say, I have an idea, and 2 years later, it comes out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just takes time. We're always touring, and writing's harder because I'm always gone, and it's how it is, man. It's just how it is.
So, you know, you got
to... Wait. I just realized there's not a song with boots in the title on this album.
No, the boots songs didn't make it.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Man.
Maybe next. There's always next record.
Tradition.
What do you like to do, like when you get home and you've been, you know, you do a lot of touring, do a lot of shows, and you get home like on a like a Sunday night. Like when do you normally get back?
We usually get back in the morning.
On a Sunday morning.
Sunday morning or lunch or 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
It just varies.
What's the first thing you do?
Go let the dogs out of the kennel. And then run around and see what I got to fix and plan on that, and then chill out.
So you chill out on Sunday. The Monday, you're either having to do something for maybe interviews or a phoner, or you call in to stations, or...
Well, right now, that's all I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, promoting
putting,
the album.
The media album stuff.
Out. Yeah, which is fine, you know. I don't know. I got to fix my bush hog. That's on the list.
You got to fish?
I don't fish.
You don't fish at all?
I go golf.
What?
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I can't stand fishing.
I love fishing.
I mean, dude. I don't hate it, but I just...
It's useless.
I need to be doing something.
It's right. Dumb.
You're trying to get in the mind of a fish. You bring yourself down to that zen.
I'm not hating on the fish thing. I'm not hating on the fish thing. I just...
They have them at the supermarket.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Are you a video game guy?
I video game on the bus.
What do you
Because I have nothing to do all day most of the time.
Yeah.
When Red Dead 2 came out, I was like, you couldn't even get me off the bus.
Oh, is that awesome?
It was fun. It was fun. And I was, when was I trying to play? I don't know. I just kind of, I'm so behind video games. I wait till like, they'll say, number one video game, $20. Steal.
Yeah, it's the greatest hits level.
That's on the greatest hits. Like, oh, this is cool. It's only $20.
GTA 5, it's only been out for 6 years. I'll get it.
Hubert, never heard of it.
Yeah. That's something fun to pass the time. And it's really only on the road because I don't know anybody anywhere, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's a workout. Write some songs and just, you know, try to do all kinds of stuff. But
your week goes and then like you're heading out on like on a Thursday.
So, yeah. Well, I had to get a dentist appointment. Got to stick up with teeth cleaning.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about all that.
All the pictures.
You got to stay healthy and beautiful.
You got to stay healthy.
Do you feel like you're beautiful?
No, I don't.
Patrick thinks you're beautiful.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
All right.
Got both of y'all back.
John Party, the album is called Heartache Medication. Pick it up. It's available right now. And Heartache Medication, of course, is on there. It would be silly to not be on there if it's already named that. And make sure you get that and see John on the road. Dude, it was good to see you again.
Good to see you guys. You're always fun.
Fix that bush hog.
And try fishing again.
I'm going to go.
Okay.
In January.
Wow. It's crazy, man. I couldn't imagine having to plan a trip that far away.
Yeah.
To go fishing.
We got stuff planned for next year.
Well, get the album. It's awesome. John Party.
Thanks, guys.